you, Maura.
You're welcome. I do need to remind her. Yes, thank you. Anyway, this is a lovely song. It's called Trouble in the Fields. Kenny throwing his arms up going, girl, your microphone's on. I have nothing to do with it. Another big hand for Kenny, our sound guy. Was that absolutely beautiful? Mario O'Connell and Jerry Douglas for Friends. Again, I'm Marcia Campbell of 650 AM WSN. If you joined us a little bit later tonight, midnight to 5:30 in the morning, I invite you to tune in for some great country music. And Joe Lamardi, our program director, he has shown up. He was just came from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry and taken a bunch of folks that win go to the show with Joe. So he's from the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and he'll be taking over some stage duties here in just a little bit. Do we have some WSN fans out there? Thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to keep the music going. Mike Ferris. Hello. He's got a voice that soars and a spirit that moves you. Can I get an amen? Darren. You know what I'm talking about. Are you ready for this? Throw your hand up and say amen. Amen. Well, Mike and his acclaimed Roslyn Review featuring the McCrary Sisters, they have toured the world. You've seen them here in town. Larry, Addy Manwick, he's an acclaimed drummer, percussionist. He's graced the albums and stages with artists like one of my favorites, Emmylou Harris. Another favorite, Linda Ronstadt, Allison Krause of Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas, many more. The list goes on. You're going to be blown away. Welcome to the stage. Hallelujah! Mike Ferris and Larry Ann.
How y'all doing? Man, this place gets bigger and bigger every time I come in here.
I'm sorry?
It used to be a joint.
Really?
This ain't no joint no more, is it?
No.
Y'all love John Cowan? I love that guy too, man. Years ago, I'll tell you a quick story. I had a band in town called Screaming Cheetah Wheelies. And there was a place in town called Ace of Clubs. And so we were playing Ace of Clubs one night, and it was a packed house, man. We were on fire, man. And everything, the world was just unfolding out in front of us like a ribbon. And I'm standing outside and pretty much inebriated and to the bone. And this guy comes up to me, man, and he starts laying some heavy stuff on me about being in the music business. And I can't remember a word he said to me that night. But I know the essence of what he was trying to convey to me that night stuck with me forever. You know, and I've carried it with me all these years, and it was real heartfelt, sincere stuff that he was trying to get through to me, which I wasn't about to hear at that time. But I don't think I ever brought that up to you, John, and I appreciate you taking the time that night so many years ago. Thank you.